A reading from Matthew 6, 9-10. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
This is probably the best-known prayer in the world and is said perhaps hundreds of millions of times every day. It was one of the first prayers I learned as a child. But its familiarity, in a way, I think gets in the way of our understanding how powerful and important it is. And so we're going to break it into its component parts over the next 4 days and talk about each line, starting with, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Well, this is really a powerful declaration, and we see that everything for the core of prayer is here. The beginning point is to know who you're addressing. Jesus is rather radical in his time when he says, Our Father. The ancients in Jesus' day had a sense of the otherness of God, not very close. And now he's calling him Abba, Papa, Daddy, who's in heaven. He's very close. But then at the same time says, Hallowed be your name, speaking to his holiness, his otherness. Jesus just grabs this idea of who God is and brings us to attention who we're speaking to in prayer.
All powerful, all close in a way, isn't it? And then he says, your kingdom come. What is the earth? How do you look at earth? Because there kind of is the false kingdom we've talked about, the counterfeit kingdom. And then there's the kingdom that Jesus is restoring.
Well, in many ways, good kingdom theologians refer to the kingdom now, but the kingdom not yet. Jesus announces among them, the kingdom is in your midst now. I've come to announce the kingdom. I'm showing you signs of the kingdom. And so that kingdom is around them, but we know that the world is not completely well. We still see the signs of sin. We see the signs of brokenness. We see the signs that a dark kingdom still has a certain level of rule in this place where we live. And Jesus is basically saying, cooperate with my Father in heaven and invite him to overturn the kingdoms of this world with his kingdom, to bring it into place. The kingdom now, not yet, would be more realized today than it was yesterday. And so you're aligning the things of this earth to the things of heaven, God's way.
And he says, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And it's interesting to me because I think of maybe something a little bit out of the ballpark, but I think your will be done suggests to me free will. That man is in a position of actually deciding that the God's kingdom is not what they want, but they want some other, they want to be part of another kingdom, the counterfeit kingdom of Satan.
Well, he wouldn't suggest praying for God's will to be done if it was always done. It's not. And so part of this prayer then is not just praying it in a general way, but then to embrace it and to say, Lord, in this day, may I do your will. May I be a part of your kingdom solution. May my life be so filled with worship that people see you and are drawn to your better way.